Welcome everybody, AY folks and all of you regulars. So let's find a comfortable sitting position. We are actually going to be doing some breath work, which you can do sitting or lying down in a comfortable supported position like Supta Baddha Konasana. Let's take a moment just arriving. Closing the eyes or softening the eyes. And today, we've just changed the clocks, so the morning might be a little more rough on the Californian side of the country than it is elsewhere. But it's probably a similar shift, that the body is a little discombobulated still. So I invite you to use the imagery of the daffodil, daffodil power today. And as you settle into this little bit of sitting, see if you can image the flower itself and the root of the flower, that glorious, shining yellow base of the flower as the base of your pelvis. And then the long exterior part of the flower rising to the light as the torso and coming into that glorious rough frill of the very top of the flower. It's this upper part of the body. And the daffodil arises, well, at different times, but for most of us it arises in the spring. It's a little late this year at this part of the world. But it arises at a time when the weather is still very turbulent. There's usually wind and rain and dark. And there it arises like this little trumpet of being. So just taking a few minutes in quiet, sensing that inner arising in the middle of the dark and the wind and the buffeting of what we usually associate with the springtime, which is sometimes can be related to the ups and downs of the mind and the heart. Letting ourselves settle, letting ourselves arrive, and finding that inner trumpet of the daffodil. To help us on that little journey, I'm going to read this really wonderful poem from Wendell Berry. Through the weeks of deep snow, we walked above the ground on fallen sky, as though we did not come of root and leaf, as though we had only air and weather for our difficult home. But now, in March, warms, as March warms and the rivulets run like birdsong on the slopes, and the branches of light sing in the hills, slowly we return to earth. So to help us return to earth, to find the root, the base of the flower, I invite you to come down onto the ground into some kind of simple Supta Baddha. If you prefer to stay sitting, please do. You can do this breathwork sitting, but you might want to use a blanket under your spine, buttocks on the ground, and your legs supported in some way. Baddha Konasana, or legs extended. And a little support underneath the hair. Now the breath work that we're going to do can be very helpful at this rather wobbly time of year where our clocks have changed and we're just adjusting to the shifts, the spring energy arising. So whichever position you choose, staying sitting or lying down, or even standing if you prefer, bringing your hands to your low belly and beginning by just letting the body release into that base, into that earth. Slowly we return to the earth, to the ground of being in the pelvis. Feeling the pelvic bowl, pelvic floor, being in the deep belly. Letting the upper body relax. The legs, the arms drop away. And sensing that inner long line of torso, the shaft of the daffodil. Reclining, upright, however it is. And as you feel the body relaxing, bringing your attention into your breath, gentle rise and fall of the breath. And now invite the breath a little deeper into the belly, a little fuller, without creating stress or strain, and a long, slow exhale. As you do that, you might want to create a teeny bit of an ujjayi breath, very slight closure, back of the throat, slight hissing sound as you breathe out, so you feel the length of the breath, the true long breath moving out. If it helps, think of the glorious golden yellow color, that center part of the daffodil. It's as if you're breathing into the base of the daffodil. And then as you breathe out, the breath echoes the long, tall petals up to the frill, up to the wavy parts of the petals up at the top, up in the chest. And now bring your attention a little more fully to the left side of the body. And as you breathe in, invite yourself to drop back a little bit into the dark, into the winter, as it were. Right down, as you feel that inhale touching the lowest part of the pelvis, that left corner. And then as you exhale, feel the breath moving out. And as it moves out, feel the light coming in. The light arising up into the trumpet of the chest. Inhaling back into the darkness, that deep left belly. Exhaling out to the light, feeling the light arising from the belly right up, all the way through that side body, through through the chest, through the nostrils. A couple more breaths on this left side. And then letting your focus on the left shift now to the right, breathing all the way down into deep belly on the right, into the dark, dropping into the winter. As you exhale, feeling that golden light coming from right deep belly out through side body, through chest, out through nostril. So continue now breathing into the dark as you inhale on this right side. Breathing out to the light. Another breath or two on this right side. Letting go and just letting yourself feel the whole body, the whole torso shaft of the flower. And now you're going to breathe into the left side, right down deep into that left belly, into that winter. Feel the breath transverse over to the right deep belly and feel the breath moving out through that right side to the light. And then breathing into the right side, all the way down deep into the dark, into the winter, shifting over to the left, and breathing out through the left to the light. If the light and the dark images don't work for you, just stay with the breath. Keep it very simple. Letting the breath move down, transversing over, moving out through the other side. Gentle, alternate side breathing. Now to the next breath out. Breathing now fully through the whole core of the body. Your hands still on the belly perhaps, feeling that fullness in the belly, left and right, front and back, all coming together. And then that long, slow breath out. A couple more breaths, full breaths, bringing the sides together. Breathing into the dark, breathing out to the light. Letting that go, breath breathing itself, feeling the whole body. Noticing the mood, what this little bit of breathing has maybe shifted the mood slightly. If you want to stay in this supported position for the rest of the practice, please do. Otherwise, just gently rolling to the side, taking your time, and coming back to sitting. establishing the shaft of your flower, your daffodil, your inner daffodil, finding the base, finding those strongly upward rising petals, and then the soft, gentle flow, the opening to the light, the chest and the heart. Now you may want to do some very simple side body breathing just to settle yourself, or a slightly deeper breath into the root, into the base, but then letting the breath do its own thing, letting the breath breathe itself, staying connected to the breath as it rises and falls, but without suggesting and letting yourself rest into your body as if it were a plant arising from the earth, opening to the light. And as we move into the quiet part of the practice, and you find yourself drifting, getting busy, caught in worry or planning, or perhaps some physical sensation, then please feel free to use this daffodil image, this plant image, coming back into the fullness of that delicate but strong inner trumpet of being, opening to the light. Drifting away, bringing ourselves back to the base of this plant, the gentle upward rising energy. No matter how drifty or busy you've been as you sit, coming back this last minute or two to the gentle upward rising energy of spring within your own body. Welcoming spring right here. So this is Wendell Berry again. Through the weeks of deep snow, we walked above the ground on fallen sky, as though we did not come of root and leaf, as though we had only air and weather for our difficult home. But now, as March warms and the rivulets run like birdsong on the slopes, and the branches of light sing in the hills, slowly we return to earth. So, those of you who are leaving, I wish you a wonderful day. I hope your inner daffodil goes with you. And that little alternate side breathing can be so helpful when you're in transition, whether it's psychically, emotionally, or seasonally. Just creating that little contact with the breath and feeling the breath shifting from side to side. So stay with your inner daffodil. And those of you who are staying for vinyasa, you'll need some wall space and a chair if you have one. And we will meet back in a few minutes.